We're talking with Doug Williams from the, he is a retired Lansing Police Department supervisor. He was a sergeant. He worked both in the patrol division and the investigation division. And he's the legislative affairs chair for the Department of Michigan, for the Michigan American Legion. He represents more than 274,000 American vets. Doug, we're talking about the needs of veterans and how they are increasing because there are so many service folks working all over the planet, and I know you wanted to address that some more here.
Yes, Tony. I want to thank you for having me on. One of the problems that we're experiencing is an increase in certain veterans applying for Veterans Administration benefits. The hearing loss is a big issue with our World War II veterans. The loss of limbs due to frostbite and other problems that occurred in Korea are major problems with our Korean veterans, also diabetes there. The other problems that we're having with our Vietnam veterans is the Agent Orange cancer problem, and we have a lot of those veterans who live in our state who are receiving treatment at the five VA hospitals in the state. The other problem we have, again, is with the post-traumatic stress disorder and TBI problem, and the suicide rate is increasing with those veterans who are served in Iraq and Afghanistan. The problem we've got there is that our communities are not prepared to handle this problem. We are going around to the various communities. We'll be in Ann Arbor on the 25th, 26th, and 27th to talk to the community down there regarding what they can do concerning post-traumatic stress disorder and TBI and the suicide rate, because law enforcement has had to face some of these young people who are armed and in a state of mental problems. And just recently in Livingston County, one of them had to be shot, and it was a case of suicide by cop, as we used to refer to that. The problem is not going to get any smaller. It's going to get bigger because we continue to prosecute a war. It's already 10 years old. And after World War II, and during, excuse me, just 1 year prior to the closing of World War II, Governor Harry Kelly made this statement to the legislature when he asked a specific question. And that statement was, "No subject for your consideration is more timely or of greater importance than that of the returning veteran. The multitude of problems arising from this subject are already pressing for attention. They will grow in scope and intensity as America advances a tempo of her combat against the enemy. They will inevitably rise to a challenging peak shortly after the victory is won. I know you join me in a common insistence that Michigan's obligation to her sons and daughters returning from this grueling war shall be met in full. We cannot begin to too soon provide for the health, education, employment, economic adjustment, and social adaptation of our returning veterans. Please establish a Department of Veterans Affairs." We feel that that statement is even appropriate today, even though it was made in 1944.
So I know that you are going to meet with Virge Brennero this morning. Have you had any dialogue with the Republican gubernatorial candidate, Mr. Snyder?
Yes, we have had. We had a very informative and well-attended meeting at the American Legion building last week with Mr. Snyder. He's a very charming individual and very, very knowledgeable about business issues. I don't believe either one of these candidates are going to be put on the hot seat to tell us that they will do exactly what we want. But at least we want them to know that we would like to have a dialogue at the table with them if they do take office.
If either whoever is elected to the governor's job, do you believe that they will help you by setting up the office you seek?
Well, I'm not sure what I believe, Tony. Most of the veterans will tell you that we've had to deal with bureaucracy and government in the past. And look what it took us 12 years to get the Agent Orange issue settled with our government so that we could treat our Vietnam veterans. I'm not sure that veterans any more than the American public trust politicians. I know their ratings are quite low. But I will say this. I honestly believe that we have to continue talking with them and we have to continue interacting with them, because the funding for our programs comes from the people of the state of Michigan. We are going to be talking openly with the people, telling them why we need what we need. And hopefully after the elections are over, we'll be able to have a more broader campaign.
How does this make you feel? You fight so hard. The fight is long. Are you angry? Are you weary? Are you frustrated?
Well, Tony, I'm 72 years old. I fought 25 years in the law enforcement profession, as you know. I'm not going to give up this fight because I consider this one just as important as that one. Our veterans have to have the support of the people. After all, when you look at what we do and what has been done for the people of this country, it's primarily rests on the backs of veterans. I mean, it's like the one teacher who took all the desks out of her schoolroom and brought in the veterans, bringing desks back one at a time, telling her students, this is why you have education, and this is why we have the country we have. It's because of the veterans who served. And that issue always seems to come about on just 2 days, Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And we need to make it a more prominent year-round issue.
All right, Doug. Well, we know that you're going to keep working hard on this issue. And as we talked about earlier, there are a lot of veterans to be because the United States is trying to pull out of many military situations that they're in now.
Yes, you're right, Tony. And when these kids come home, and I use the term kids loosely because I'm 72, so to most, to me, they are young people, probably is a better term. But when they come home, we need to open our arms, welcome them in, and understand what they've been through. I mean, I just cannot comprehend how badly these issues are that they are facing over there in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's getting better, but they've got a ways to go yet.
All right, Doug, we will stay in touch. Please call us if we can do anything for you, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it. You have a great afternoon.